Senator Campbell, we did a program last Friday on S-30. That's the bill that would give local towns and regional planning commissions much more clout in the Public Service Board's review of renewable energy projects, including wind, solar, and biomass. It's clear that this is a very controversial bill, a very emotional bill, one that even divides the state's environmental community. What are your thoughts about this bill? Will you be voting for it?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, Bob, you really hit it in the fact that it is an emotional bill. As far as where my vote will be, I will be supporting the committee in their decision here. When this bill first actually started, when I had spoken with the committee, it was directed mostly at wind. It has chosen to go into an area where it has looked at all renewables. I've asked them to take another look at that closer to make sure that we are not throwing a baby out with the bathwater, if you will. And, you know, I heard some of the concerns at the opening about taking a look, you know, stepping back and realizing the impact that this is on that this might have on a global field. And I think anybody who is a citizen of this planet, yes, we do have to take consideration as to what we are doing. And I am 100% supportive of us getting off of our addiction to oil. And I do know that the way to do this is to look for alternative energy sources, especially renewable energy sources. Where my concern is that I believe that the people of Vermont, they do deserve to have a word and a say in what is erected in their towns. We're not talking about something that's a small footprint, if you will. The towers here, I think people have seen what's happened in Lowell. They've looked and they realize that these have a great visual impact. And what I look at and say, if somebody told me today that we were going to do irreparable harm to our state or the planet if we didn't erect these right now today, and if this was the only source of energy other than coal or oil, fossil fuel, then I would have probably a different position here. But what when I see projects going up that may not actually produce the power we're talking about, then I start wondering why. I mean, and I look at Seneca again. I don't have all the facts, and so I'm just giving you one person's opinion as to why I might be supporting why I will be supporting the committee's bill. And from what I've been told, I believe that the Seneca project is like a $200 to $300 million project to build the wind turbines, the industrial wind. But the problem is that they're not able to transmit that power that they generate to the grid, and unless there is new transmission towers or transmission lines built. And those are – I know that Velco is not going to be doing it, at least that's what I was told by them. And that in order to build it, we're talking about such a significant amount of money that the question comes down to is how would, you know, the Seneca folks make any money from their project? And so I'm just having a problem thinking that someone's going to spend $200 million not expect to get any type of profit.
So the critics of the bill say if this thing passes, it's going to be really hard to cite any renewable energy projects in the future. Because local towns will be able to block them. Lowell did say yes to the wind turbine project up there. But what about that idea that if the bill passes, some of these renewable energy projects are going to be much more difficult to bring online? Would you say, well, they aren't giving us that much energy anyway?
No, I don't think that I would look at it that way, because I still believe we do have that responsibility to make sure that we do try to utilize renewable energy. But I think the governor has even said that if a town does not want a facility there, then they're not going to be putting one there. And so I think this is pretty much just codifies the what he believes that the Public Service Board will do.
Although he doesn't support this bill.
No, he doesn't support this bill. And but the fact is that I just find it hard to tell Vermonters that sorry, we're not going to give you any say in whether some company, a foreign company, comes in and places, you know, builds, you know, 30 turbines on your ridge line. I think that the process. I mean, let's face it. Act 250 is there to protect the environment. It is the prototypical environmental protection statute or act across the country. I don't think there's anyone that has one tougher or one that protects what we feel is important. And so, and I know most of the people that we're talking about, the proponents or opponents of this bill, are very faithful to the environment. And I just feel that what is being done here is we are just again clarifying that Act 250 is a very important process, and that does give people a right to say right or say in what it happens in their communities.
So to give our listeners just an idea of how contentious this debate is getting over at the State House, here's just a short excerpt from a letter that Jeff Wolt wrote you. Jeff Wolf is president of Grow Solar. He wrote you, quote, "John, I've supported you for a lot of races, but if you support this bill, not only does that support end, but I will help recruit and support opposition to you in the next election and will put my money where my mouth is." That's a pretty strong statement. What was your reaction when you got that letter?
I was a bit, not a bit, I bet. I was quite disappointed. Mr. Wolf is a very passionate person. This is his business. I think he has a true and genuine concern about what happens to the climate for our planet. However, what I had a problem with is that and also the comparison of me to the Koch brothers taking the Koch brothers, using their findings or facts or something like that, to me that was kind of an insult to my intellect, and the fact that the Koch brothers, really what they're well known for, I think, is bullying and intimidation tactics, and I feel that maybe that was the same ones used here, and I just don't think that I would rather have people come to Montpelier. If they disagree with me, fine. Just tell me to my face, or tell me that they disagree. But at least give me the opportunity to explain why I have I'm taking a certain position. And it's unfortunate when people make statements that I think lend credence to the fact that if you had enough money or power, that you can actually control what happens up here. I don't know, maybe it's my Irish in me, the Irish in me, but you know me for over 12 years, the last thing or the worst thing that anyone can do is try to threaten or intimidate me to change a vote, because I feel that this is the most important part of government service, is that we are not subject to any type threat or coercion to make a vote one way for something that may not be in the best interest of other Vermonters.
Today in the program, our guest is Senate President John Campbell. We've been talking about a bill that would give towns and regional planning commissions more clout in the PSB process reviewing renewable energy projects. Your thoughts on this or any other piece of legislation at the State House, 1-800-639-2211. Let's talk to Eric in Albany. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question for the senator. I'm a resident and property owner in Albany, Vermont. I live in the shadow of the Lowell Community Wind Project, and I wanted to reference a comment that the senator had made a few moments ago, just concerning the impact on Vermonters as a result of these industrial power projects. And I just want to make a small disclaimer. I do support renewable energy. I've been living off-grid for approximately the last 12 or 13 years, and I believe in it. I know that it's a very sensible and viable alternative. But in light of the way in which the Lowell Project has gone forth or moved forward, it has had a tremendous impact on the town where I live, myself. And I'm just wondering, as this moratorium has proposed, are there any provisions in the bill to help with people who have concerns about their health, their property values, their quality of life, that have been affected by these projects, and if so, what they would be? And again,
okay, Eric, we appreciate your phone call. We should just clarify, this bill started out as a three-year moratorium on projects. It has kind of morphed into this other bill, applying the criteria of Act 250 to the Public Service Board's review. But Eric raises a point that a lot of people in the towns adjacent to Lowell or any other project really in the state of Vermont, what say do they have?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. Eric, I understand what you're saying, and the fact is that first, the bill does not have a moratorium now. It did, as Bob pointed out originally, but what it's doing is just bringing it right now until we hear from the Siting Commission as to that there are certain projects would have to go through the Act 250 process. And as far as what has occurred now, I mean, Lowell made, you know, the citizens of Lowell, evidently they made their decision back when this project was put up. And I know not all of them, and obviously you're one of them, did not agree or may not agree now, especially after you've seen what effect that the project has had on your mountain. And so right now I don't think you really have any recourse unless there's something that happens to cause damage to your property. Then you might have some legal recourse. I would, you know, advise you to, you know, check with legal counsel to see if something happens if you've, you know, you find something in your property that's been damaged as a result. But other than as far as it's not some project that we're going to go back and say, okay, time out, let's just reverse everything.